Jim Johnson is a county commissioner, and Jim, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you.
Every 10 years, the census makes us all look at things like redistricting. How does redistricting, I mean, that's going on at the Capitol right now, but how does that affect us here in Cook County?
Well, we have to have, when they do the census, we have to have an average. If everything was perfect, each of the five commissioner districts would have 1,035.2 people. And you have to be within 10% of that amount to be legal. But if you're within 5%, then you don't have to have special election in a district that might be out of whack. So the preliminary plan that we approved, the preliminary map, is within that 5% range. So that District 4, which I represent, and District 2, which Fritz represents, we're up for election anyway, so it won't affect us. But Jan Hall's district had grown a little too big, and so we made the adjustment to bring that within the 5% parameters. And if that's the plan that we use, then we won't have to have an election in that district this year. But it's still up to us to look at the map and say yes or no to it, and then there'll be two public hearings. The hearings are scheduled for April 10th and April 24th.
And those meetings will be in the commissioner's room at the courthouse?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of the courthouse, I know that you've been involved, as all the commissioners have been, in looking at the courthouse safety. And what's the latest on that?
Well, we looked at putting some bulletproof glass in the area of the county attorney's office. And there's some plans to put another escape route, I guess you might call it, into that attorney suite so that you just have more than one way to get out of the rooms if an incident, God forbid, happens again. But the bids for bulletproof glass came in at like $29,000 and $39,000. So these are real costs that we have to look at to protect the people that are working in the courthouse. Mm-hmm. We also have a consultant that's going to come up and go through the courthouse and make recommendations. So I know that'll be a discussion within the community. You know, how much security do you need? How much access to the courthouse do we need? And I hope people don't feel restricted in their ability to access the services of the county, because we certainly don't want to do that.
We've been speaking with County Commissioner Jim Johnson, who probably will run for re-election, but maybe not have
to. Well, no.
I'm not going to put you on the
don't
spot.
Don't put me on the spot.
At least you're not redistricting.
I think the word is out there that that I probably won't be.
In the meantime, continued good health, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jay.